Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
May 12, WCCO. Mark Coyle is the athletic director at the University of Minnesota. Joins us this morning. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. You get out for a run here with 23 degrees this morning?
I'm getting a little, I turned 50 a few weeks ago, and I'm starting to slow down a little bit. So I wish I could give you a great excuse that I did not go this morning, but I'll be back out there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, yeah, get used to it. I got to ask you a couple of things. This volleyball team has been so fun to watch all year, and I hate to see them lose at Penn State, toward the end of the season, but I'm kind of glad they did because, man, they're looking awful good, Mark, and you're going to host again this weekend.
Yeah, you know, I give Hugh a lot of credit and that team a lot of credit. You know, with the volleyball Final Four here in 2 weeks, which is hard to believe it's that close, there's a lot of pressure on our team this year to perform at a high level and have the opportunity to be able to stay at home through the whole NCAA tournament. And obviously we hosted the first and second round this past weekend and had two really good wins. And this weekend we host one of the regionals for the volleyball tournament, and it's an unbelievable field. We have Oregon here from the Pac-12, we have Kentucky from the SEC, and we have Nebraska from the Big Ten, and of course Minnesota. So we will play Oregon on Friday afternoon at 3:30. The winner will then play on Saturday. So it's a huge opportunity to advance to the Final Four. And you know, I hope people realize what a great advantage we have in Maturity Pavilion with our fans. We've got such great fans, such great volleyball fans, and we're just so grateful for the support and have a chance to do something really special here this weekend.
Is there even a ticket available at this point?
Yeah, what I would recommend is to go to gophersports.com this morning at 9:00, and you can, if tickets are available, you can order tickets at that time. We might get some visiting team tickets returned, so that's why we encourage people to go to our website, gophersports.com, at 9:00 this morning to see if they can get some tickets for what's going to be a great volleyball matchup this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that is really a red-hot ticket. Kentucky comes in here, as you mentioned. Do you still have a lot of friends back there with that staff?
I do, yeah. You know, as you know, Dave, when I left here in 2005 and had a chance to spend 7 years down at Lexington and still, talk to the athletic director multiple times a week, talk to their volleyball sport administrator. In fact, I gave them recommendations where to different spots to look for dinner, and still have a lot of friends down there. But obviously, have friends out at Oregon. The athletic director at Oregon was with us at Kentucky. So, as you know, college athletics is a small world. You start to know a lot of different people at different schools. So look forward to seeing some friends and look forward to a great weekend of volleyball.
Hey, your ranked Gopher women's basketball team is playing a unique time tomorrow, noon.
Yeah, we have a noon game tomorrow. You know, as you know, Dave, we try to make it as accommodating as possible for fans, and this gives us a chance to have a lot of the school kids come and watch us play a noon game in Williams Arena. And I give Coach Whalen and her staff a lot of credit. You know, we went through that coaching transition. Obviously, this is Lindsay's first season, and we had a phenomenal win against Syracuse the other night in the barn. We had great atmosphere, great electricity, and the kids were down 6 points with about 3.5 minutes left, and we came back and won that game. And she's done a phenomenal job. The student-athletes have done a phenomenal job responding to Lindsay, and just a lot of positive momentum right now with our women's basketball program.
You know, it's interesting to me, Mark, back in the day when you and I were working together there at the U, and we'd wait for the Big Ten men's basketball season to start, and usually maybe a game at the end of December. More than likely the first game would be, though, in January. But now, holy smokes, we're already playing conference games.
Yeah, you start to punch each other in the mouth really quickly in the Big Ten. And as you know, the Big Ten is just a different style of basketball, much more physical, in-your-face type of basketball. And as you know, Dave, we went from playing 18 conference games to 20 conference games. This is new this year. So with the two additional games, we had to start in early December to get these two games in. Then we'll go to some non-conference games, and we'll start Big Ten play back at that traditional time back in January like we used to start. So, this is a new reality. We'll be playing these Big Ten games early in December.
Mark, I don't know the answer to this, but I was curious if Ohio State or somebody from the Big Ten would make that Final Four for the national championship, because I assume that brings in extra money. And in the Big Ten, don't you all share that pot? So does it hurt that we don't have a Big Ten team represented this year?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right, Dave. So the Big Ten, we share everything equally. So, you know, if you have a football program advanced to the college football playoff, That's revenue for all the schools. We did get two teams, what they call above the line. We got two teams, Ohio State, Michigan, and contract bowls. So that obviously helps all the conference members. Obviously, we're excited to have an opportunity to play in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. So it does help everybody, but there's no question. If you get a team in that CFP playoff field, there is a financial impact for everybody.
Hey, before you go, any thoughts? Urban Meyer just announcing this morning he's stepping down as the Ohio State football coach.
Yeah, you know, I had a chance to see that this morning. I haven't had a chance to see the reasoning or what was behind that. But as you know, Dave, these jobs are so demanding, and the pressure that coaches have across the board in all sports is just unbelievable in terms of what you have to face with day in and day out, from the media to running your program, and it's such a high-demand job. So I haven't had a chance to read the particulars with him stepping down, but obviously those are tough jobs, and we wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much, and good luck to the university in naming a president. That will directly affect you as well, won't it?
Yeah, we're excited. We have great confidence in our board and know they're working incredibly hard on that process. And we look forward to, as you know, Coach President Kaler's been such a strong advocate for athletics, has done so many things for our program. And it'll be exciting to see who our new president will be. And again, we have great confidence in our board and the work they're doing now to get that done.
Mark, thanks so much for your time as always.
All right, thanks so much, Dave. Have a great week.
University of Minnesota Athletic Director Mark Coyle. WCCO Traffic is up next.